Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds
of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom,
shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom, Queen. Grace
shalom,
and peace.
Sister Mary.
Shalom, Sister Mary. I called you today to check on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What time? I was probably at work.
11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
I was at work. I was at work. I'm sorry I missed your call.
No, that's okay. I figured you went back to work. But I was thinking about you today. I just wanted to let you know that. Love you.
Well, bless your heart for thinking about me. That's so sweet.
Well, now that we all caught up. You need to know. I'm just kidding. Grace and peace, everyone. Shalom, shalom. Welcome again to the midweek edition of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Joe of Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Tonight we have the Nation Peace, the Nation of Peace of Israelites coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Brother Nakomi Swanson, aka Leah Israel, aka Nehemiah Israel, is bringing a precept tonight, the mystery of 3, 12, 21. 30. Time rollover. Y'all get that? Okay. Mystery of 3, 12.
Mystery of the
3, 12, 21, 30. Time rollover. Okay? And it got something on the bottom there, but I can't quite see it. Exodus 12 and 8 and 40. No, I can't see it.
Exodus 12.
Yes, ma'am. 8 and 40. Yes, please.
Exodus 12 and 40 reads.
Exodus 12 and 8 first.
Oh, Exodus chapter 12, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
No, wait. What did it copy? Did it copy it wrong?
It's on the bottom. Look on the bottom of the roll.
It's 12 and 40. It's no 8.
Thank you.
12 and 40.
Thank you. Okay. Exodus 12 and 40 is now says, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years.
Well, there it is. So, with that being said, we are going to turn this over to Brother Nakomi Israel.
Shalom. I'd like to say peace and shalom to everyone at the sound of my voice. Do I have a reader?
Boy, you go always have a reader Wednesday. I'm here for you.
Okay. Well, we're going to get started then. That's that all the brothers face the east and then cover your heads. All sisters face the east and cover your heads. And Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cry to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not by silence. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. The reading taking place in the book of Psalms, chapter 30, verses 1 through 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, can we get Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3?
Yes, sir. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Thank you, brother. You understand? Well, I just want to be in the line of the former prophets and speak like the former prophets. And this is who Christ said is the greatest prophet of all time, John the Baptist, starting at verse 2. Saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning preparing for the coming of Christ and the coming of God. And 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make us pass straight. We're supposed to be preparing things for Christ to come back, just like Jesus, just like our brother John was preparing for Christ to show up at that time. And saying, make the path straight. We're supposed to make a clear path, people, a clear path about how to obey and follow God's law, statutes, commandments, with the testimony of Jesus Christ. So with that, people, have you never ever listened to me teach before? But if you have, you know that I deal a lot with numbers. I'm saying some people are preachers, but I'm a Bible nerd. I'm a more of a teacher than a preacher. So it's going to be a lot of times when I bring a lesson that you need pencils and papers and maybe a calculator and stuff like that, because we're going to be crunching numbers and we're going to go deep into these things. Because like I'm saying, I'm a Bible nerd. I'm more of a teacher than a preacher. I'm saying I can preach pretty well, I'm saying, when I'm in person, but I'm really just a nerd. I'm just a little nerd at heart. But we're going to get into this. It's the mystery of the 3, 12, 21, 30 time rollover. So I pay a lot of attention to time in the Bible. And there's little anomalies, like things coming 2 days short of being a whole number and this and that. But now God makes me understand the numbers. So I understand about the rollovers, some of the time rollovers and things like that in the Bible that is made for you to see certain things. And the 3 and the 12, 21 and the 30, well, if you ever listen to the Bible code, the number 3 is the earth, But bigger than it just being the earth, it's also the code of the Father. That's why we the 12 tribes of Israel, if you know Hebrew, Abba is actually 1 and 2. What's 1 and 2? 3. So when you understand the Bible code and when you look in the Bible tries is the author of this word, who is God himself, is being clever and trying to make things only the wise can catch up to. So since God has allowed me to see, I understand when I see anything that add up to 3, guess what? It's talking about, I'm saying, anything that add up to 3 is talking about the Father. When I see the number 21, that's 3. When I see number 12, that's 3. When I see number 30, that's 3. When I see 39, that's 3. When I see numbers that add up to 12, they add up to 12, 21, guess what? All it is 3. But with that, people, we're going to have some outline things. As y'all saying, why is he bringing something like this and things like that? But we're going to have some outline things at first, and then we're going to get started. And break some things down. We will not probably be that long, hopefully. Well, Brother Isaiah, let's kick this off in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40.
Yes, sir. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you'll be picking it up at the verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
Let all things be done decently and in order. And by me understanding the word and some of the things God shows me and some of the things I'm able to see, is because you got to read and deal with things and write things down in order. I understand it in a very deep sense, because I see if you do things in the scriptures and write it down and visually bring it out, there are certain things you can see after you put them in order, the order that he say how to do them. Saying when you're reading the creation story, all he doing is getting you to count up to 7. But as you count, if you write it down, which is we know as a week, and if he revealed, I'm saying like me, he revealing me the light code from the creation. If you've been listening to me, the light code is the number 1, the number 4, and the number 7. Well, in the creation, it reveals the 1, the 4, and the 7 if you write the numbers in a row. So God does these things. I got to see the light code, I got to see the water code, and I got to see the earth code. When you write the tribes down, when it tells you how to make a breastplate and number the tribes, if you do it exactly like it say, you're going to see 147, 258, 369. 147 is the light code, 258 is the water code, 369 is the earth code. And then under that code, it brings you a code that's on Adam, the 483. A code that 483 code is also on Jacob, is also on Moses. But you got to pay attention to when the Bible tells you to put things in certain order and you write it down. If you know what you're looking for, you will see what it's trying to reveal to you. But you got to do things exactly how it's said, though. That's why people be trying to say things like the Sabbath changes every year and all that kind of stuff. Well, if things change, then it ain't going to stay in the same order at all times. What he's teaching in creation said the only thing you should understand is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, because that never changes. All of us that's living right now, there's one thing that ain't changed since we've been on earth and been alive and had understanding. My whole life has been Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Guess what? It ain't changed my whole life. That's a guarantee. But all that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2. So that's what God's letting me know. Just as saying, if you want to know how time goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ain't never changing. It's not going nowhere. But we're going to continue. So you got to let things, it's a reason why he wants things to be done decently and in order. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go into St. John chapter 5, verse 19.
Amen. Well, my page ripped. What you say again to call me? Let me see if this page.
St. John's chapter 5, verse 19.
Okay, 5 and 19, because that page is ripped. Sorry about that. The book of St. John chapter 5, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel.
Stop. See, Christ said he showed the thing, he said he only do the things that he seen the Father do. He said, because he showed him these things. So guess what? Part of my ministry is everything that Jesus was taught, Jesus taught to us. So everything about the scriptures and the secrets and the deeper things, Christ understood these things. So guess what? He's going to push these down to who? His servants. He's going to push it down to the prophets. Like I'm saying, What we're going to learn today, guess what? This might be the first and last time you ever hear something like this, because this is just not something that all people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Everything in the Word is pure. All the words of God is pure. Guess what? These numbers are in the scriptures. I remember before I used to think such and such was born in such and such time, and this happened on this. I thought that was unimportant. But now I know better that all the numbers in the scriptures really have deeper meanings. So that's what I'm saying. To you, you're probably yawning right now saying, man, why are we finna go through this? Why are we finna deal with these numbers? What's so great about this? That's how I used to think. I used to think like that when I first joined Brother Joe's class. Used to be all into this Bible calendar thing. I didn't want to learn no Bible calendar stuff. Now I'm an expert at calendar stuff. But I didn't want to do it at first. Now I'm not interested in that. That was my spirit. I ain't interested in no knowing about calendars, time, and all that stuff. And then God started dealing with me and made that be more and more part of my ministry in dealing with time and numbers. So this is something for saying, when it comes to my ministry, this is something God pushed on me, because this is something I did. I said, I'm just going to hang around Job and know when time happened. And then God made me go even deeper into it than I ever thought I would even want to mess with. So he said these things, Christ, he said, what God knows, he then handed it down to me, these deeper things. And like I'm saying, people, a lot of the things, and this is how I grade a prophet, is when he brings something that he didn't learn from someone else. So when you say, man, such and such said, or Bowie said, or Tzakia said, or Commanding General Johanna said, you know what that? Let me know what God show you. What God show you?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say most of the people on the line, most of y'all probably came from Israel God. And saying, I came from Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. I went to Israel God for like 6 months, long time ago. But I know Job is from Israel God. But guess what? Job has went beyond what he'd been taught by Bowie. That's why I believe he's a real prophet, because guess what? He's went beyond what Bowie said. See, like I said, I grade prophets on what you know. What's the thing God revealed to you? What is he saying to you that I can even think that he's been dealing with you and you just not copying, capping, you just jumping on somebody else's bandwagon and you rolling what they said? People, I'm from the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ. I teach nothing like where I come from. Nothing like that, because they got tribe sign, Esau's the white man, all kind of craziness. You know what I'm saying? You barely even hear me even teach on any of that kind of stuff. Not even close to it. So we got to understand when God, when Christ, he's only doing what Father revealed to him. He had the deeper things. These things ain't all, everybody ain't going to see these, see and hear these things. But we're going to continue. Let's go to Amos 3 and 7. Amos 3 and 7, when you get it, brother, go ahead.
Yes, sir. The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
Stop. Now, see, this is what I'm talking about. He said he revealeth his secrets to his prophets. See, people, some of us get woke up out of the darkness of being Christians or not following the law. So, guess what? Remember, I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. We're talking about the prophets. See, we're talking about the secrets. Today we're dealing with deeper things. See, I'm saying, remember this. If you teach and remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, there ain't no secret. The dietary law, guess what? That ain't no secret. So this is it. So when you read this, people saying, you think you're a prophet because you just think you know
right.
The law. No, that's open. That's in the open. Yeah. Everybody can know that. That
I'm sorry to come for cutting you
secret.
Off. I'm sorry to cutting you off, man.
That
you
ain't
just
no game. See, that ain't no secret. That ain't no secret.
Woo!
Anybody can pick up the Bible. Y'all think Billy Graham ain't never read, remember this up there and keep it holy and understand it?
Right.
It ain't a secret. People, it ain't no secret. You said it ain't no secret that you shouldn't be doing the holidays. You got something to say, Brother Isaiah?
I'm sorry for cutting off. You know we don't like cutting people off in their lessons. Man, you just opened a Bible OCD up to a whole new level. Man, I got like 12 light bulbs clicking in my head just off of what you just said, and bringing it to Amos 7. I hear the mic.
So we got to understand that. Them things is needed, but they ain't secrets. They ain't mysteries. That's not the deep. I've heard Joel Osteen say you shouldn't eat pork. Okay? He's a Christian pastor. I heard him say it. Because you know what? The law on his face is no secret. Is God happy? Is he hiding? Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Is that hidden? You ain't supposed to know that? Honoring your mother and father?
Teach.
Come in the corner. I'm going to tell you a little secret I got here. Honor your mother and father. No. That's out in the open. Anybody can see that. You shouldn't commit murder. That ain't no secret. See, it's a magical thing when you understand words. See, a person that know the secrets, see, everybody, I'm saying anybody can deal with the law. That's average. The secrets we talking about above average. And we finna get that. Let's go into Matthew chapter 13 in verse 10. See, people, today we ain't dealing with no common sense nothing today. We're going deeper than that. That's the reason I love Brother Joe's lesson. He might teach you a lesson that on his face, and the title might be something basic, but he's going to go deeper. He goes deeper into it a lot of times in some things. That let me know, yeah, that's one of the servants. That's one of the prophets, because he's going deeper. He's going deeper than just the basic information. He's going deep in it. But let's get this, Brother Isaiah, chapter Matthew chapter 13, and pick it up at the 10.
Amen. Matthew 13 and 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
See that? Everything ain't given to everybody alike. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Some things is common knowledge. Some things is not, people, even in the scriptures. This ain't for everybody to pick up, people. Like I said, I judge people according to what they know, not what they teach or know. See, that's what I'm saying. That's how I judge somebody that's really advanced in this. I've been doing this and been around this for 17 years. I've been around some very, very great people in this word. And I've been around people that's been in this word a long time. And guess what? They pretty much is on the basics. That's what I hate about I'm saying that's what I hate about even from where I come from, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. Like my ex-wife and my daughter go to the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, and they just broke away. They leader got caught up and got in a bunch of trouble, and they finally then left the church. And because they was in that, they didn't talk to me. But then they came and talked to me one day, and guess what? They're still in kindergarten in their understanding, because they still talking about the white man is Esau and all these different type of things. They became Israelites the same time I did. 17 years in the game, they still in kindergarten. I'm saying I talked to my daughter-in-law, and she didn't even understand the story of Noah that said they went through by twos and went in there by sevens. Because you know why? All her focus is on we gonna enslave the white man and all that. You ain't paying no attention to the rest of the scriptures. 17 years on, and that's all you know. See, it ain't given to everybody to know people, just like he just said. But drop down to verse 16.
Amen. Verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them.
Stop. See that? He said, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and hear, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. So he ain't saying you gotta be bad, or nothing like that. He said prophets and righteous men don't even get to see it all the time. But like I'm saying, there's different levels. There's things out here for everybody to get. There's things that everybody ain't supposed to get. We need people to teach the law. We need that. See, I ain't saying there ain't no reason for them other Israelites. There's a reason for all of us. But I also understand we ain't all on the same level. Some is in elementary, some is in high school, some is in college, some is going beyond that, going to the highest of education. I see the reason for all of us. Yeah, you need Israelites out there breaking down that you are Israelite. Now, I probably don't need all that other, spitting on all the other nations, but to wake you up as a so-called black person to understand that you're Israelite, that's needed. And to turn you to start doing the law, statutes, commandments, like I said, that's out in the open. All of those things we need. But everybody is not going to get into the deeper things. That's not going to be for everyone. That's not going to be for everyone that's turned on to the word. Some of us is going to be just basic instructions. That's all it's going to be for some of us. But some of us, he's going to take you deeper than just those things. But we're going to continue. Now, he said the mysteries of the kingdom. He said it was given us to unknow the mystery. So I'm going to say what a mystery is. This is what Jesus said to them in verse 11. He said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not known. Mystery, just a small definition right here. Something not understood or beyond understanding. So we supposed to, God said he's given his servants the ability, the prophets, to explain and understand something not understood or beyond understanding.
Yes, sir.
So we got to understand that. This is what he's saying. People, I'm a very ordinary person with a very basic education, and God said that he's going to, I'm saying because he showed me these things, he's letting me understand things, something not understood or beyond understanding. Some of the things that I hear some of my brothers speak, if I wasn't in the understanding, it would be hard for me to take in, but because God has blessed me to always be around men of very, very high understanding of the scriptures, when they bring their concepts, I can see them. And they go deeper and they go deeper and deeper and deeper. But the thing is, though, hopefully they can do it in a simplistic way that you can pick it up. But they stir your brain. That's why I love being around these type of people, because they stir my brain and stir my interest and stir me to be looking for things. See, before I was an Israelite, I didn't know how to look for we supposed to be doing a law. And then, well, he put me, but my foundation of 2 years at the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, as far as being an Israelite and understanding the law and those things, guess what? Once I went to class and he put me in front of a man of God, I understood what to look for now. So ever since then, as far as that kind of stuff, I know what to look for when it comes to them things. But now God has blessed me. I know how to look for deeper things when I see them. And when I love being around other brothers, love being around Brother Isaiah when he brings some of them concepts. See, the concept of the kindling fire. I never had, I never thought on that one. But, yeah, he put something on that. The other day he said Eve had to go to the devil. That's a good outlook. That's a good, I like that insight right there. Pretty good. God dealing with you. Everybody ain't seeing that. See, them Amen. The type of people I want to be around. When they bring their eyes, they bring their eyes into it and see something that you didn't see. That's the one I said. That's when I know I'm dealing with a prophet. You really look. And when I deal with Job and he started talking about this is fire and this is that, and he started dealing with the offerings, and okay, he go deep on that stuff, people. He go deep. And guess what? you ain't going to really hear it in a way that he going to bring it. Them are the kind of people I like being around. Because they're going to turn the knobs in my brain in a good way. Make me say, guess what? Need to step my game up because they going deep. Saying they going deep. I like going deep, people. Say when I learned how to swim, I never was into the low water. I always went off the diving board, people. I like going to the deep end. I like to go into deep waters. Let the little kids do that. Let little kids do all that, you know, wait, you know, that little flapping around at 3 feet. Nuh-uh, I'm trying to go 12 and above. So I love being around the people that's really got their wheels turning. That guy got their wheels turning in their brain. We supposed to know the commandments. Matter of fact, I'm saying I want to be the greatest in obedience. But then there's other deeper things that my interest. And like I'm saying, these things are put in here for people like that. So are people like that that's trying to see the greater things of God. God said he's rewarding them to diligently seek him. I love diligently seeking things. But with that, people, I'm going to go into the Apocrypha and show you some things. I'm going to go into 2 Esdras chapter 14. And I'm gonna start. Okay, well, let's go into 2 Esdras chapter 14, and we're going to start at the 1. Second Esdras 14 and 1.
Right, yes, sir. You okay? You said the book of 2 Esdras chapter 14, verse 1, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Verse 14. On the third day, I was sitting under an oak tree when a voice came out of a bush opposeth me and said, Ezra, Ezra. I said, I'm here, Lord. And I got up on my feet. And he said to me, I revealed myself in a bush and spoke to Moses when my people were enslaved in Egypt. I sent him and brought my people out of Egypt, and I led him to Mount Sinai, and I kept him with me for many days. I told him many wondrous things and showed him the secrets of the times and the end time and the end of the times. I commanded him, saying, you will make these words public, but you will keep these other words secret. Now I say
stop,
to you.
Stop. So you hear what he said? He said, and told him many wondrous things and showed him the secrets of times in the end and commanded him, saying, these words shalt thou declare and these shalt thou hide. See, the law, he told Moses, declare that to everybody. But then he had some deeper thing. He said, them things you don't show to everyone. The law
what
declared
that
Ezra. That is 2 Esdras verse 6. 14 verse 6.
14 and 6.
But I'm saying, Isaiah, what kind of apocrypha you get? Because I'm reading the King James Version.
Yeah.
That is not, I'm saying, it's not
reading
like
you know, I'm so sorry. They gave me the Common English Bible. Give me 1 second. Give me 1/10 of a second.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of figured that, but you know, you didn't stop me, so I said, what the hell? Why am I just keep reading?
He got it.
Okay, you said 2. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know. Come on.
No, but what you're saying, we broke that down. We broke that down correctly, though. We broke it down.
Okay, I'm going
to
put KJV in the first edition.
Okay, so now we want to go to, in the same chapter, drop down to verse 45. 2 Esdras, chapter 14, verse 45.
You said 14 of what verse?
Verse 45, we're going to drop down to verse 45.
Okay, they're getting the right one. I got the right one. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, scrolling down to verse 45. Okay, 45. And it came to pass when the 40 days were filled that the highest spake, saying, the first that thou hast written, publish openly, that the worthy and unworthy may read it.
Stop, stop, stop. So you see that? He said, what you publish it, he said, let the worthy, he said, publish it, that the worthy and unworthy read it. Like I said, some things is for everybody. But read on.
46. But keep the 70 last, that thou mayest deliver them only to such as be wise among the people. For in them is the spring of understanding, the fountain of wisdom, and the stream of knowledge. And I did so.
See that? See, some of them he said, keep the 70 last, that thou mayest deliver them only to such as be wise among the people. For in them people, like I said, in them is the spring of understanding, the fountain of wisdom, and the stream of knowledge. Guess what, people? Everybody that's dealing with the Bible ain't that. Some of us is just going to be the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to show you something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, all of us ain't supposed to be deep.
Right.
Some teachers, my spirit gravitates to. Some teachers, my spirit say, I ain't too much into that. I'm saying, that's why he got many different teachers. Some teachers are just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling what they're saying. They seem kind of amateurish. They don't have confidence. I don't know if y'all know this, but I'm a very bold speaker. When they speak, exude confidence. If you don't exude confidence, I don't listen to you. If you don't sound like you know what you're talking about, I ain't trying to hear it. I don't care how long you've been in his word. Just because you've been in his word, I know people that's been in his word and listen to people that's been in his word for 20 years and still sound kind of amateurish to me. Can't do it. That's just not my spirit. My spirit, you got to speak with a whole bunch of confidence, and you got to start showing me that you got a whole lot of understanding, or I'm not listening. You're not going to keep my attention if it doesn't sound like you very, very, very capable of doing this. I don't know what your spirit wants. That's what my spirit wants. I want a professional. I do not want an amateur when it comes to listening to the word, someone bringing the word across and teaching it. And I like things. And if you know me, I like things done right. I like things done professionally. Like things done right.
Amen.
I ain't saying you can't sneak a couple of jokes here and there. But other than that, I like things to be very professional. Saying whenever I do anything, I try to do it at the highest level. Saying when I read for somebody, guess what? All I'm gonna do is read, unless I'm asked a question. Because I'm trying to do this at the highest form professionally as I can. Unless I got something very much to say and ask. Other than that, readers read. That's how I was taught.
Amen.
So like I'm saying, everything ain't meant for everybody. I don't know who y'all want to listen to, but I want to listen to somebody that know what they're saying and got confidence in what they're saying. Like he's saying, I want some people, just like he said, a spring of understanding, fountain of wisdom, and stream of knowledge. That's what I'm looking for. I was in kindergarten my first 2 or 3 years that I was an Israelite. I'm beyond that. I'm trying to hear something bigger than that. Like I'm saying, God's saying they didn't let me go back to the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. But I'm glad I didn't, because I understand now. You just, I'm saying that I just, that has been stunting my growth. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to increase and learn. So I'm trying to listen to different people that I know that's on a different level, that's on greater levels. I don't know what you want out of this, but me, I want to be, I'm saying, I want to be great in the kingdom of heaven. I want to be great at everything God puts before me. I'm not trying to be average. Me speaking about we were slaves and Esau is the devil, you still a kindergarten, man. I done left kindergarten a long time ago. I ain't with all that all day long. I'm not with that. I'm not feeling that. There's way more deeper things than this. Way more things for us to know. I'm saying, and if you keep harping on that, everybody you talking about, you're going to be saying, you, if you don't get in here and try to learn how to get your discipline and obey God, you're going to be sitting right next to whoever you're talking about, because you're wasting a whole bunch of time. You ain't focused on your number one player, who is yourself. I don't care. Whoever Esau may be, it's already been written and spoken, okay? Whatever they going to get, they're going to get. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm supposed to be waking up people, finding people that want to do his will and try to get to the kingdom. I ain't, okay, the wicked, I'm not concerned with the wicked. Why we can say a few righteous, why are you concerned with the wicked? I'm not. Not waste my time with the wicked. I'm trying to find the righteous. I'm trying to find people like myself and beyond. So these are the people, everybody ain't on the same level. Brother Isaiah, let's go to Romans chapter 10 and verse 4.
Yes, sir. The book of Romans chapter 15, verse 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
See that? For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of scriptures might have hope. But he said the things that were written aforetime was written for our learning. So everything that was written is for us to learn from. And like saying today, we finna deal with some numbers. But guess what? Everything we deal with is going to come from the Word of God. The number, this is where the numbers going to be generated. So guess what? It's meant for us to learn about these things because it's in there. There's a reason for everything that's in here, people. Everything that's in here. Man, you see a dot over the eye? It's got power. That dot got power. It's got its reason for being there. No matter how minuscule we think it is, it has a purpose. Saying, people, one word can change a whole meaning of something in the scriptures. And if it, you say something, then and or because or, okay, that can change it all. So from understanding that I have gotten is, it all has importance at the end of the day if you actually pay attention. But like I'm saying, all of us is not paying attention at heart. And so a lot of us don't want to. But now we're finna get, like I said, we ain't gonna be long, people. We ain't gonna go, we gonna do a little schoolwork, and we gonna move on. But Isaiah, before we get to the math, let's get into 2 Peter 3:8.
Yes, sir. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 3. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother. 2 Peter 3:8. You right.
Amen. Verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
A day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years with the Lord is the same as one day. So, people, let's go deal with the first 1,000 years of humanity. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into the generations of Adam. And we're going to see the person that represents, because we say in the mystery of the 3, 12, 21, and 30 time rollover. Let's get into this. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5, people. Now, people, we're in Genesis chapter 5, verse 3, brother Isaiah.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 5, verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years, and begot a son in his own likeness, and after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days
okay.
of Adam.
Stop. So that 130 years. So in this whole chapter, it's going to give when they had a very poignant son. Then it's going to talk about when they had the rest of their kids, and then it's going to add up their whole days of their life. But in order to add it to see who is the person that represents the time period, all you got to do is add the first number. So I've already did it. So I'm going to give y'all the numbers. Y'all write them down. And then when we add in at the end, we're going to add up the numbers. And the number is going to be this person represents the 1,000 years. But we're going to see it don't stop on the 0,000 years, because time, when you're dealing with these things, we're going to see it never does that. The only thing that starts on the one is, no, it's a couple things. The creation and the memorial blowing the trumpets. All the high holy days don't start on one. Only one of them do. So, Adam, people, we got 130 years.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, 105. So, y'all write this down. The 130,
mm-hmm.
105. Enos, 90. Canaan,
mm-hmm.
70. Mahalaleel, 65. Jared, 162. Enoch, 65. Methuselah, 187. Lamech, 182. Now, people,
mm-hmm.
when you get to Lamech, this is what I'm saying. He is the father of Noah. So when we get to him, the person that represents the 1,000 years is Noah. And guess what, people? Noah is the 10th person in the generation of Adam when you read chapter 5. So Noah represents when you add all these numbers up, they add up to Noah. And when the number you should get 1,056. Anybody else add their numbers? Tell me what did you? Anybody else get the same thing?
Okay, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing math right now.
Nakomi, could you do that once again, please? I know, baby. I'm just saying for people that's listening, make sure that they got
okay.
it. You know, just make sure, just
okay.
double back to make sure that they're getting what you're saying.
Okay. So
Amen.
We're going to add up, and saying we're going to add up to the deal with the person that's the 1,000 years, which is Noah, but there's special and something going on that God does all the time if we pay attention. So we're going to start with Adam. Adam is 130 years old, 105. Enos, 90. Canaan, 70. Mahalaleel, 65. Jared, 162, Enoch, 65, Methuselah, 187, Lamech, which is the father and the birth of Noah, 182. And you get 1,056.
Amen, I got 1,056.
Okay, now, people, this is 1,000 years, but it's a little bit over. But how much over is it? Can anybody tell me how much over it is?
Is it 56?
You think 56?
Seven.
No. Guess what 57. It is? Add the numbers together, people. It's a trick.
Seven.
No. One,
it ain't
five,
seven?
Six. Add the one, the five, and the six.
Oh, okay.
12 or 3 over everything.
Amen. I see. That's
okay.
What you did.
There it is.
Hey, you said that Noah was a nice son? I was a nice.
Huh?
Would you say now the 10 for Noah?
I'm saying this is, and when you get to Lamech, it's the birth of Noah, which represents the 1,000 years. He's the person that represents 1,000 years, but is it exactly on 1,000 years? No, it always goes a remnant of 3 over. Whatever it is, it always goes 30, 21, 12, or 3 over, which is all them numbers ain't nothing but the number 3.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Now,
whoa!
Let's show you this. Let's show you this again.
Amen.
We're going to show you something prophesied, but it ain't going to get ended up the same way as that. Let's go into Genesis chapter 15 and 13.
The book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13. And he said unto Adam, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years.
Okay, now this is talking about our slavery in Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it said we're supposed to be in Egypt for 400 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Well, let's go into Let's go to Exodus chapter 12 and 40.
Okay, I was writing something down. Okay, you said Exodus what?
12 and 40.
Okay, Exodus 12 and 40. The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 40. Now, the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years.
Stop! Wait a minute! Oh, we were supposed to be there for 400 years, but we went a little bit over by how much?
30.
Or 3.
Yep.
People, are y'all kind of sensing a pattern? But I'm going to tell you why you got to start by 3. People, 1 and 2 is 3. Abba. Everything got to start out with the Father first. It's got to be the number 30.
Say
it. Or 3.
Ooh.
Or 21. A year. I'm saying, we just starting a year. How do you count a year? By months. 30. Abba. Every year must start with Abba.
1, 2.
You must 1 and 2 is 3. Everything got to be in a vibration. Got to start out in a vibration of 3. You know what I'm saying? There's not very many high holy days that you see in the scriptures where things start at 1 or come even out. It goes over. Goes over by 3. Now, we're going to show you that this is even deeper. Okay, we was in the wilderness with Moses, so we know so it said we was in Egypt until 430 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we did 40 years with Moses. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, people? But people,
mm-hmm.
don't y'all know, we spent another 28 years with Joshua. See, most people just think we was out there for 40 years. No, we actually was there longer than 40 years. And most of the people I said that most of the things that you study is going to say, and the end I read it in the book of Jasher also, but I also went and looked at and tried to study it myself, and everyone comes up with that we was out in the wilderness with Joshua for 28 years. So 28 and 40 is what number, people? 68. So I want you to take the number 68 and add it to 430.
498.
So take 430. I'm saying 498, which is 200 years from fighting. And he always do this thing. But people, guess what that 498 is if you add the numbers together? 4 plus 9.
Moses and Joseph is 21.
To the kingdom. Keep it. They go to the promised land. Woo! Got to be 3 over. 21.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Go ahead, Nehemiah.
That's it.
I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I change not.
I change not.
Now. We're going to show you something. God wants you to actually see something. Let's go. I'm saying, people, okay, we're going to really do some writing now. Because now we're going to make, we're only going to go 16 days into making a calendar, but we're going to make one. Let's go into Exodus, because God, he's going to tell us how to make a calendar. He's going to explain something to us, and we're going to do it exactly how he's explaining how to do it. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go into Exodus chapter 12 in verse 3.
Yes, sir. The book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
Okay, now. He said he's going to do a Passover week, but he wants you to Passover the week to start on the 10th, because that's going to make it like when you read the on Christ, it's going to be the 10th, and then he's going to die on the 13th,
right?
So he wants you to see, but see, we never write it out. So I've already did this. In order, people, I want y'all to make a calendar. Write Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do that, in order for us to make the 10th fall on a Sunday at the beginning of the week, you must make it start. You must make the week start out like a seventh month. This is actually saying this. What it's doing is trying to make it look like the memorial blowing the trumpets. This is how the calendar is set up in the seventh month. If you start your year on Sunday, this would actually be the seventh month. But if for some reason, when it shows you this, it wants you to set it up like a seventh month. So you want your number one day to start on Friday. In order to make the 10th turn there, you got to put the 1 on Friday, and then you go 1, 2, and then you start Sunday with 3. People, write down. See if any of y'all see it. And then you want to do, and you want to do it all the way to 16. You want to do that week, that first week be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. But you're going to have that first Friday and Saturday is 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody tell me, do they see it yet? People, he's got the 1 and 2 at the top. He wants you to see the Father Abba starting that off. Do y'all see that 1 and 2 on that Friday and Saturday? He wants you to see
sir.
What? Abba, 1, 2. That's 3. He's starting the Passover on when? On Abba. One, two. Then, y'all that know the Bible code, this is the only time the Bible will ever show you the 3-6-9 code like this. Look at that 3 in the first line. And then look at
uh-huh.
Wednesday. And then look at the Sabbath. Look,
uh-huh.
what do you got?
3-6-9.
3-6-9. You never. This is the only time you will see the 3-6-9 lined up like that as actually 3-6-9.
Amen.
And then under that, look, you got the 10th, the 13th, and the 16th. 147. You got the light code right under.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is.
Go ahead, old neck, Mike.
So he wants you, for the wives, he wants you to see Abba starts it off.
Right.
At the top, Abba. Then, boom, 3-6-9,
mm-hmm.
147. 147.
You go ahead on, boy.
You see it.
I got it.
Ooh, the
that bring you to the Sabbath. He the
yeah.
Sabbath. There it is. Abba is in the Sabbath.
Oh, man.
And three.
That blows my mind again.
And then there was the
Father, Peter,
and
now we're going to do something else. We're going to show you another Bible code with this ending in three. We're going to do Jesus Christ's birth and death.
Mm.
Okay, people, Brother Joe, when is the date that most people say that Jesus was born? far, he was born 4 B.C., right?
Are we talking about the world or are we talking about Israelites?
Yes. No, he said anybody that got knowledge, he was born about 4 B.C., or 400 years before the clock changed to what we have it now.
Right. CID.
Yeah.
Before death. Right.
Okay. So
CID.
he was born 4 years before the time, right? Okay. Now, how do we get the years of when Jesus did things? So let's get when Jesus was baptized. We're gonna show you the years, and the years is gonna break down the code, but it's gonna end just like everything else. Jesus got to end like everything else does, or start and end like everything else does. So let's go into Luke chapter 3:23.
Amen. The book of Luke chapter 3:23.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli.
So this is talking about when he got baptized. He got baptized when he was 30. So in order to know the year of his, what year it was, let's take, you got to go -4, because he was born before the time. Take -4 plus 30. What you get? What number do you get? 26. So he was
26.
Born. So he was born on 4, or I'm saying 4. 26 is what, people? 26 is 8. 26
six,
is 8.
7, 8.
So he got
2 and 6 is 8.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he got baptized in the 26th year, right? Now, let's get when he died. He died at 33 and a half. That would give us what year it was. So let's take. So now you got to do it again. You got to take -4 plus 33.50. What do you get? You get 29 and a half. Okay, people, what is 29 and a half? Hello?
That's 29
you got
and a half. That's
yeah, I'm saying you gotta round up or do you gotta round down?
That's one.
No, it's 30. It's 30. 29 and a half for the next number would be 30.
Gotta go up, yeah.
You round up, it's 30. What do you get? You get the 483
right.
code, but guess what? It's the 30th year. There go that 3 again. And Jesus left here, and Jesus rose was when? In the 30th year, three. There go your three overall again. Jesus did it. He was born 4 years before the time. He died 30 years within it. So with that, people, I just wanted to show a couple of things where he showed me with this. I said, this wasn't going to be long. So with that, people, I hope you see that this 33:21 thing is not nothing I came up with, that God deals with things, and he usually go over by a month or in the vibration of three, because that's him, Abba. He's always going to be the head of everything. With that, I thank you for your time. I hand things over to Brother Joe and Sister Rhea. I thank you for your time.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
I know, wow, huh? I love you, Nick Mike. You're making me a mathematical genius.
Amen.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you.
Ooh, amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Hey, man. Hey, Nicole, bro, you a bad spade, man. I'm cool now. I didn't think I was good on this tonight, but I'm glad I got a chance to tune in.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Any more questions?
Well, you just showed us the
comments?
Father all night. You just testified of the Father, Jack. And he only revealed his Father, only revealed the Father unto the children and the Son. That's why you cry, Abba, Father. So it's no way. There it is right there. There go the Father in the days of Noah. There go the Father in the days of Moses and Joshua. And there go the Father right here at the day of Christ when he said, this day have I begotten thee. Boy! Say that. Say that. That was hot. That was super hot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Brother Nagmire, you know the 483 code is in Genesis 5, 3 to 4.
Yeah, I'm saying that's 5, Adam. Adam is a 483 code.
Mm-hmm.
So is Noah. So is Moses. So is Jacob.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
And all of them are fathers, because that's a code. A father, he gives a lot of the fathers the 483 code. A lot of people that are designated as fathers, it gets 483 codes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Our Father.
Amen. Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Good reading, brother Isaiah.
Oh yeah, very great job, brother. Very great drive. But see, we got to understand who is Adam. He get the 483. He's the father of mankind.
Man.
Right.
He got Jacob. Jacob is the father of the tribes.
Amen.
Moses is the father of the, he's the father of the law.
Amen.
So all them people got them in 483 codes. Any more questions, testimonies, comments?
Absolutely. I got some stuff to say. I just didn't want to rob the mic. Hey, Shannon, I want to get on that Amos. What was that? Amos. That was Amos what? That was Amos what? What did I do with that paper?
Amos
Hold
3.
Up, cause I use it. Yeah. Amos 2. I'm about to go back to Amos 2.
Oh.
In verse 7. It never hit my mind to even look at it this way. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to the page right now. With that Amos 2:7.
Amos 2:7.
You mean 3:7? It's 3:7.
You sure it's 3:7?
Yeah. Yes, 3:7, brother.
Okay.
Yep. 3:7.
Want your sticky paper? Okay, here we go. Okay, Amen. Yep, it is. I put the wrong thing. I'm sorry. I want to read this again. This is where it blew my wig backwards, you know. And this has just opened up at least 15 more precepts with our Bible OCD. So thank you very much, and I'm glad the Father allowed you to put this in the precept. But it says, okay, the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7. It says that surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And that blew my mind, because the things we talk about being secrets aren't secrets. You know, the world already know they're not supposed to be doing these holidays. If you sit back and actually talk to somebody about holidays, like, for example, we got to use this sometimes for, you know, the secrets, because we know that the worldly holidays are pagan. But in actuality, the world already know that it's pagan. More than half of them already know. And definitely when you get a chance to talk to a Gentile, they already know. You know what I'm saying? And even when it comes to the things that we eat, we already know. But verses 7, I honestly believe, is being prophesied to every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday on the Blog Talk Show. The things that Joe bring up, the things I bring up, and even the things that Brother McCormick bring up, those are things that are secret, that are secrets to the world that he's allowing us to reveal. We are revealing a lot of secrets in this thing, like the Bible code, and how you just brought down the whole Father with your arm counting. And the things Joe bring to the table with his creation, even the things I brought, like cognizance and the vain and hubris knowledge of men and all that. Those things are secrets to the world, but the Father is allowing us to bring this thing to play. I ain't never thought of it that way. So, man, big ups on that, man. That just brought in a more big of an understanding. Now you're the mic with that, man. Great job, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Like I said, I judge the prophets in what they can bring to the table, not what they teach at the wrong table, or something that's just common knowledge that we know.
Right.
Because that's not the secrets. Like I'm saying, all of us should understand. Anybody can pick the Bible up and understand the dietary law.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a secret. He wants you to know what you're supposed to eat and what you're supposed to not eat. That ain't nothing you're trying to hide from. You're supposed to know that. The Sabbath day, the high holy days, all those things is known. I'm saying everybody can. The world know when it happened. Will know what it is, because so-called Easter is the wave offering. They know what I'm saying. They know what I'm saying. The world know when Passover come.
Right.
It ain't a secret. They know it. Shoot, Hanukkah is on in most calendars. It ain't no secret that they know. They know the real December 25th don't fall on December 25th. So, like I'm saying, I like dealing with people that go beyond, well, the obvious. Somebody, I'm saying, the obvious, hey, we know these things. Yeah, everybody is supposed to get them things. But some things everybody ain't supposed to get. Some is for the wise. These people are special. These people is above and beyond. Because he don't reveal these things to everyone. And people believe this. Whenever you hear something that the other people don't hear, it was meant for you to hear it. So you're special too. Because some of these conversations, you ain't going to hear them from nobody else. You would have to bring it to somebody for them to hear it. Like I said, what I taught, I'm pretty much guaranteed ain't nobody ever taught this. Ain't nobody ever taught what I just taught today.
I never heard it in my life.
Nope. So we got to understand that.
I've never heard it in my life either.
Yeah. And with that, I yield the mic and hand things back off to Brother Job and Sister Rhea.
Well, if I could just get back to this week, I'm just at all with the fact that we brought the creation calendar into this, and it all lined up. First, it kicked off with the Father, and it ended up with Jesus on the Sabbath day.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's supposed to, because that's exactly what the creation do. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. In the beginning was the Word, the Word with God. 1, 2, right here, right? Here go the Father with the Word. Then he said, you can't come to the Father but by me. Right? Okay. Then he said, you can't come to the Father but by me. Then he said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. What? The first one here is the 1, 2. I'm looking at the week. It said 1, 2, Friday, Saturday.
Joe.
Yeah.
You don't want to go deeper on this, do you?
I'm just going to show you something, Joe.
Just saying, go back to the calendar where it's got the Abba at the top.
Okay.
You see how I circled that 1 and 2? That's Abba, that's the Father. You know how in the Bible say in the beginning was God? Okay, that's the first thing it tell you about in the Bible, right?
Right.
So we circled that 1 and 2. Now, I want you to circle the 3 and the 7 in the next line. Circle them two together.
3 and 7? Okay.
The 3 and 7. Guess what that is? What's the second thing you taught in the Bible? After the beginning is the Father. In the beginning was the Father.
Right.
A Sabbath. 3 and 4 is the Sabbath. 7.
3 and 4. There it is.
Is what? 7. Okay.
7.
Circle that 5 and 6. What is the next great event in the Bible after the creation? Adam and Eve. 5 and 6 is 2. Adam and Eve.
Right.
Okay, let's get 7 and 8. That's 6. That's Adam and Eve and all their children, all the way up to before you get to the generations of Adam. That's Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel, Seth, and Enos.
Nine, ten.
You know what 9, 10 is? 9 and 10 is 1. That's the generations. You start 1 again because you start doing the generations of Adam.
You mean Abel and Seth?
No, I'm saying the generations, chapter 5. When you get chapter 5, it starts all over again.
Right.
Remember, this is the generations. So it starts at 1. That's Adam again. You're starting at 1 again. The Bible is written like this. I can take you all the way to when Jesus was born like this. So if I write a calendar, if you write the creation calendar, it will write you all the way to Jesus. Just circling the 2 numbers, and it's going to tell the story itself if you know it.
Land you right back here to when the man was created in the image of God. Right back here to 5. 1 to 10.
That's
this
right.
Self.
That I'm saying. No, this is Adam. Chapter 5. You're back 5. He start over. See, he said he starts over.
That's right. Okay.
You see?
Right. Got you.
Then he go and said, then you take the 2, you take the 11 and the 12. That's Mahal Eliel, because he's a 5, because this is going to do a 159 code. Then you're going to get the 13 and the 14, that's 9. Guess who that is? That is Lamech. Because, you know, God don't count to 10. He counts to what? He counts to 9. And then guess who you got at the end? You got 6. And 7. What's 6 and 7? That's 13, 4. Them the son. That's Noah and his 4 sons.
Ooh.
So after Lamech 9, after 9, who do you got? Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth 4. I can do this all the way to Jesus. I can do this all the way to the generations of Jesus.
Mm.
Amen, bro. Amen. I know.
And you thought I was playing when I talk about you do a whole lot of breathing.
Man, listen. Hey, Jack. No, you know what, man? Somebody said I'm waiting to exhale. I thank God. Because some people still waiting.
That's how intricate it is. If you can just circle numbers, it's going to tell you the whole story. I'm trying to tell you, if I had enough time, I'd take you all the way till Jesus is born. It's going to come. It's going to fall in place. But if you understand the stories in the Bible, it's going to, the numbers of it, it's going to break it all the way down.
You know, if you can, if you oblige us, brother, that's just, you know, it's just another speech on the God, man. You know, I'm just, this destroys, this annihilates the fact that man wrote this book. It annihilated. It's too intricate. Too intricate. Too detailed, and it's infallible because numbers can't lie. Infallible. You can't find a lying number. And if the numbers is testifying of God, you can't say that there's no God because numbers can't lie. I don't want to say this book is written by man because you're looking at words. Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead, brother.
Like I said, these are the secrets. How many people going to circle numbers and tell you the story of the Bible? That's a secret. That's for them, for the servants to know.
Man.
I don't care what college you go to. They ain't going to show you that. You can go to any Bible university on a planet. They ain't going to show you that.
Now, you ain't going to see that, bro. You done spend all your money. You ain't going to see that. Unless they've been listening to us.
Like I'm saying, these only things is done by the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can show you stuff like this. He can tell you the whole story in numbers if you listen, if you pay attention, if he's gave you the eye to see it. And you see everything, when I started out circling the numbers, how I discovered this, I said, they're going to have one and two. Everything starts out with God. Abba. Then I said, oh, 3-7, that's a week. Oh, that's the Sabbath. Oh, there go Adam and Eve. Oh, there go Adam and Eve and all their kids. Ooh, it starts all over at 19, which is 10, which is the generations of Adam. Then does a 159 code. Then it gives you the 4, starts giving you Noah's kids. Then when, if you circle again, it's going to take you to the people born after the flood, and after that, it's going to give you the 3 patriarchs, then it's going to give you the tribes, and then it's going to give you the generations of Jesus till you get to Jesus.
Can we do that in an hour or two?
Oh, yeah. We could do that in like an hour or two. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think give a hit. Yeah, I'll let it read too, bro, when you bring it.
I'm saying, and if you do the whole creation calendar, it brings you to the end. And guess what the end of the calendar is? It's 195, which is what? The Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is on 195th day. The Bible calendar ends on the Feast of Tabernacles on the 195th and 195. If you do this circle 15. Thing that we just did, the Bible calendar, if you take 14 weeks, which is the whole scheme that we go from creation to when we meet God again, as it said, it ends on 195, which is Feast of Tabernacles.
Which is 6, which is the end of flesh.
Yep, which is 6. Yep, which is 6.
Which is flesh, which is the body, when you get the body. Because
mm-hmm.
Adam got
mm-hmm.
the body on the 6th day. So the Feast of Tabernacles ended up on, man, that's hot.
And saying, you go right into what? A Sabbath. The next day will be what? A Sabbath.
Yep.
Eternity is a Sabbath. Go right into the Sabbath. Flesh is done, go right into the Sabbath. Except for this time, we'll be doing it with the Father and saying we already did it with the Son. This time we'll be doing it with the Father. With that, I yield the mic. Like I said, I could talk this kind of stuff all night.
Man, did we just break down the Feast of Tabernacle 195 and then equal 15 and 1 + 5 = 6, which bring you right back to the body, which bring you back when man was created on the sixth day. That is not man. Man don't talk like this. People, listen at this. Man don't talk like this. You never met a man that talked like that. This book is not by a man. There is a God. And if there is a God, then there is spirit. And if there is a God, there is a judgment. That's what they don't want you to think. And that's what they don't want us to realize. And that's what they want us to, that's the whole thing. Man don't want to believe they will be judged for their sins. And the Lord is showing you, oh, yes, they will be. Because I'm real. And the book that you're holding is infallible. Nothing that man made is infallible. Every building he made got old and started falling down. Every car he made got old and started falling down. Every bridge that he built got old and started falling down. This book is infallible.
Amen.
Ain't nothing, can't break them numbers. You might can add a word, like you said, bro. You can add a word, it'll change the whole meaning, but you can't mess with the numbers. Can't mess with them because numbers ain't going to lie for you. Numbers is not going to lie for man. So he got more than one witness in the creation. He got this to sit up there and testify the truth. Which brings us right back. This is why we use that 180 calendar. Why? Because that's the testimony that 1 + 8 = 9, which is the end and the beginning. Because you get that body on the trumpets, Jack. When you hear them trumpets, the Lord come. You hear them trumpets, you coming out from ground.
Amen.
You go straight into eternity. 9. You leave this flesh. 8. You officially circumcised. 8. And you walk into the spirit, man, and you step into eternity. When? 9. Bruh, numbers ain't gonna lie for you. Book is infallible. Thank you, Israel, for justifying that there is a God.
Amen.
And for those of us who just tuned in or just, you know, got a chance to just listen for the first time, stick around. You'll catch up. You'll catch up. Book tell your wise man will obtain on a wise counsel. And that's a real conversation. All of us came from somewhere. All of us. But the good part is that the Lord didn't allow us to stay where we were.
Amen.
I'm just at all that the Father is allowing us to see all of this beauty in himself. And this is not even the tip of the iceberg. Trust that. So with that being said, any announcements? Oh, never mind. Never mind. So brothers and sisters, you want to be here every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Maybe you all right? Oh, okay. All right. That's what it do. Tomorrow evening, you want to be here. Once again, you'll be here every night, every Wednesday night. You'll be here for the Nation of Peace. be here for the Nation of Peace, of Israelites, the Nation of Peace of Israelites, coming out of Minneapolis. Brother Nehemiah, a.k.a. Little Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, bringing that what?
That kingdom state of mind.
Kingdom state of mind.
That's what you just got. You got a dose of that kingdom state of mind, people.
Amen.
Welcome to the family.
Amen.
You want to be back here tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. for the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class with our brother Isaiah Brown, who you heard reading tonight. You got your precept set for tomorrow, brother?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Lord's will, tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, the precept that I will be doing tomorrow is called A Message to the Gray Hair.
A lesson to the gray hair?
Message. A message to the gray hair, to the elders, the senior citizens.
Ooh.
Yeah, the only reason I'm doing this is because, hey, before I did it, Elihu did it. But, you know, it's just bringing out a lot of good things that they do. A lot, you know, it's basically in just plain words, the do's and don'ts, what the Lord allowed me to see. So if I'm blessed to see it, you know, I understand it too. But it's just basically a message to the gray hair, the do's and don'ts.
Praise God. Praise be the Lord. That's an excellent, excellent conversation. A message to the gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know I got to be there because I got a couple of strains on my beard.
I know.
So I better sit down because that's a message to me. So I know I better hang around for that there. Amen, brother. You can get this message tomorrow with the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class coming out of Peoria, Illinois. Your brother Isaiah Brown, you just heard it from his mouth. A message for the gray hairs. I know that's right.
Amen.
With that being said, Brother Nakoma, you got any closing comments?
Just hope all the people, I know this is probably kind of new to some of y'all, you know, listen to all this math and things in the Bible code, but hopefully me and Brother Job and Isaiah start doing things on YouTube and things of that sort so y'all can see these things for yourself, see them more live and see them more close. I know this platform is kind of hard to deal with all the math and some of the language that we're speaking about the Bible code, but like Brother Joe said, if you keep hanging in there, you'll be able to see them, these things, and start understanding and start being able to do them. But like I'm saying, this is I'm a Bible nerd. Like I'm saying, I'm more a teacher than preacher. So like I'm saying, I know I can't get kind of teachy, but these things are all coming from the scriptures. We're revealing the things of God, and I just hope y'all get some understanding in God's name. And I ask that y'all please excuse me for being such a teacher more than preacher. But that's just who I am, and I thank you all for participating and giving ear to the things that the Most High has brought across the table. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen.
Amen.
Never apologize for the gift of God, you.
Never apologize, brother. No.
Yeah. Amen. It's one thing to be among a preacher. I've been around preachers all my life, but when I started hearing teachers, it changed my life. So I thank the Lord that he surrounded me with teachers,
man.
You know, versus preachers. You know, it's easy to get talk at, but then it's another thing when you're learning something.
Amen.
You're learning something. You learned it. They can't take that from you because that's from between the ears. I can fuss at you all day long. That ain't going to get you across the street. I take a teacher hands down. Hey, you all right? Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.